This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Like, I'm shaped a lot by my Philly roots. It's my toughness, my grit. I feel like that's really just the biggest thing I can take from Philly. And it really made me into the man I am today. You know, being from Philly, born and raised, supporting the Eagles really my whole life. Got to take my dad to the Super Bowl, just enjoying being a fan one last year. And so whatever team drafts me, I'm loyal to that team.
One last year or not. Let's get him here. 215-592-9494 for the voice of Abdul Carter. I mean, just picture this for a second on the defensive side of the football for the next few years. Abdul Carter, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Zach Bond, who's, you know, on a new deal.
A beautiful young defense.
Whew, I mean, that's six building blocks of a defense. Even if you want to say Bond, a little older, did it for 1 year. We'll see what happens, you know, 3 years from now. Abdul, Jalen, Nolan, Quinyon, Cooper, that's five building blocks of a dominant defense. And two parts of this. One, I don't think it's too much to give up for him. And two, I don't think it's crazy to think the Giants or Browns would answer the phone. I mean, those are bad football teams. They're years away from being any good. They might say, you know, we're not sure of the quarterback we might get, or two or three. What if we just take all these draft picks and figure it out that way? Now, sometimes, Hugh, you want to make a trade, but no one will listen to you, right? Like, the Eagles could want to do this. I could want to do it. Mm-hmm. But if the Giants and Browns at 2 and 3 are hell-bent on taking the player, then you can't do anything. I don't know. I mean, you might be able to get one of those two teams to say, we're not sure. There's not a quarterback we love.
See, Joe, this is how I know that you are looking at pie in the sky. Like,
I'm ready.
Joe, the Giants aren't picking up the phone when we call.
I think they could.
We
Why?
Embarrassed them. The whole Saquon thing.
Yeah, but would you agree they're a terrible team?
They are.
So wouldn't you think a terrible team who doesn't know what they're doing might say, we could take this one player or we could have eight draft picks to try to
replenish the ranks?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, I
think Petty runs deep, man. I think Petty runs deep. Mm. And how about this? How about, I know you're hell-bent on Abdul Carter.
I am, yes.
But how about we get James Pierce?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Compared to Abdul Carter. Come on.
You know what's funny?
It's like asking me if I want like a prime rib or a beef jerky.
You know what's funny about this? Because I remember this vividly. I remember when it was a couple years ago, George Karloftis. Mm-hmm. Remember that name?
Yeah. Very nice player.
Really good player. Mm-hmm. And we were breaking it down. I think that was my first year here. I didn't really like him on film. And he didn't look like he was fluid in his pass rush, any of that.
But he's been good for the Chiefs.
He's been a damn good player for the Chiefs. And that's what I look at and I think about. Like, Abdul Carter, like, listen, he's the upper echelon. He's top tier.
He's number one this
draft.
In terms of pass rushers, yeah.
You're going to have to give up a whole lot to get him.
The whole draft!
The whole draft. You have to ask yourself. Because that year, we always want to do that comparison to Ricky Williams. And again, I say Ricky Williams, as much as they gave up, as good of a career that he had, he did not live up to those expectations. Now, and Kyle and Joe, I understand that here is different because we have more talent
right.
to put around him.
I think this is uniquely set up. The Saints were a dumpster fire, and then that I actually felt bad for Ricky because he almost couldn't live up to the expectations.
Yeah.
Ricky was really good.
I can't believe y'all kind of selling me on this. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but that I need some secondary help. I need a safety. I need to get another linebacker, man. I mean, it's not. I'm gonna say this. Give you a little caveat.
Mm-hmm.
Look, throw you a bone. It's not a bad idea.
Okay.
It's not that crazy. But I just don't feel comfortable giving up all of that for just one guy.
Now, perhaps this can help convince you. Now, I need you to do something for me before we play this audio. I need you to listen to the context of what's being said and not get caught up on who's saying it. Can you try that?
Wait a minute. Who is this?
Just wait. I need you to listen to the context and not – don't shoot the messenger. Listen to the message, okay? Because you said something a couple seconds ago that I think we all agree he's the best pass rusher in this draft class. Hugh, what if he's the best pass rusher to come out of the college game in years? Because one former player and current analyst – and we don't have to talk about who it is.
Hugh's favorite
thinks he's the best pass rusher to come out in a long time, including – listen to these names here. Bosa and Hutchinson and Parsons. Here is – I think his name's Chris Sims, talking about Abdul Carter.
Just off college, not what they have become in the NFL, just off their college scouting.
I think he's the best one.
Out of all those guys.
I do.
Since 2019.
I do. Let me go over them one more time. Bosa,
Chase Young.
Yeah.
Jalen Phillips,
yep. I loved him.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Right.
Tyree Wilson.
Yeah.
Dallas Turner.
Yeah, I think they'd take him over all of them. Again, this is like... As explosive as you're going to find, as I've said, it's Von Miller, it's Lawrence Taylor type of crap,
wow.
Micah Parsons, right? It's that. That's what we're looking at here.
All right, so that was Chris Sims, and we know we don't love Chris Sims around here, but he said in his scout in the last 6 years, this is the number one pass rusher, better than Hutchinson, better, I mean, he invoked LT's name there, Hugh, and even Parsons, who's not quite LT, but is obviously really good. What do you think of that? That this might be the best pass rusher in 6 years?
Can I?
You be petty? You're gonna.
No, I'm not gonna be petty. I'm working on that. Okay. I'm working on that. But I think to try to compare anybody to LT is ridiculous. I was never a Giants fan, but I was definitely an LT fan.
Well, most football fans love to watch that guy play.
LT tells the best stories that you ever want to hear about his football career. LT was a different monster. Even Bill Belichick can tell you that. There's not a player on this planet that I could say or that I could think of that is anywhere remotely close to what LT was on the football field. LT changed the game. He changed the way that linebackers play.
Yeah, the edge rusher was him. Yeah.
So to say that, and I'm not taking shots at Chris Sims.
Well, you want to, though.
No,
you
I don't. I'm not because it's not fair to him because he played, you know, I'm not going to take shots at him. But I think that's a little bit hyperbole. I really do.
Sorry. How about the fact that he might be the best pass rusher to come out of
the
draft in 6 years? That's something. I mean, Hutchinson's a great player.
I don't know, man. Like, because I look at
Bosa.
Myles Garrett was a guy that when you look at him, he had all the physical tools.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Abdul Carter has most of those. He does. But I don't see him being the best pass rusher. Coming out in the last 6 years. Jalen Carter.
I think he was speaking about edges more than
anything. I understand
that,
but I'm just saying, like, because when I think about it, I think of as defensive linemen,
sure.
Just as a whole. I don't think so. I don't think that about him when I see him.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Elliot was on with us the other day, and he threw out the idea, hypothetical, of trading the entire draft for Abdul Carter. And it's just been in my head for days. I mean, we've had all these conversations about Micah Parsons and TJ Watt and obviously a lot of Myles Garrett. This is the young version of that, and it's the cheaper version.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
I mean, I was not in on giving everything up for Myles Garrett because you also have to pay him the big contract. This is the opposite of that. It's giving up an entire draft. But you don't have to pay him, you know. Compared to the top pass rushers, he'd be cheap.
Yeah, he does. I get the cheap thing, but it's so much. You're giving up so much for him, though. That's a lot.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple.
For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Well, one. I mean, it's the last pick in each round.
And I just think,
a one, a two, you know, a three, and a four, and those four, fives. I mean, who wants those?
When Ricky, they put Ricky in a dress, dog.
We could do that here?
No. Can't put that man in no dress.
Well, I mean, it's
lose all respect for him, put him in a dress.
Well, unless they want to do a photo shoot. I'm just saying that. You know what the funny part is? That Ricky Williams thing. We all thought the same thing when we talk about it. Like, that's stuck. That image.
She prostituted himself.
215-592-9490. Let's go to the phone lines here, and then we'll tell you about our Tri Day. Friday. Aaron is up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
You had to touch base on your opening statement. The problem with social media today is everybody's an 800-pound gorilla because they can hide behind their phones and nobody has to face any consequences.
No, I mean, I get it. And it's just the cyberbullying, man, has to stop because there's some real bullies out there. It's some real bullies. It's uncalled for. It's really uncalled for.
There's a Netflix show called Adolescence. If you have a chance, you gotta watch it because it covers all that stuff and it's pretty eye opening as a parent.
I've watched it, Aaron. Yeah, it's wild. It is wild. Yeah,
I need to check that out.
Joe, you want some conspiracy theory stuff?
Love that. Yeah, of course.
Doug and Herb may or may not be separated at birth.
Doug Peterson and Herb.
No, Doug the caller from yesterday. I mean, that's crazy.
I think Doug Peterson. Oh, you know what? Yeah, I could see that.
I think he's referring to Dave.
Oh, David.
Dave.
Oh, yeah, we took them, you know, pretty close to each other in that 1 o'clock hour. Yeah, Aaron, when we first got a call from David a few weeks or months ago, I thought to myself, there's Herb-like potential here for David. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I flubbed that one, huh? It's
David.
Don't worry
Dave,
about it. We flub yeah. stuff every day.
Well, you know what? I might just call him Doug from now on. He is more of a Doug than a David.
He does feel like a Doug.
Yeah, he's Doug-ish.
They're either separated at birth or Herb's mood lighting is Dave just trying to get on the air twice.
That's a lot of Herb if we're going there. All right, Aaron, what are you thinking? You giving up the whole draft for Abdul Carter?
Q.
Yes.
Why do you let these people? How can you cave?
You can tell he wants to. Deep down, Hugh still is the defensive player.
I'm not caving. I hear what he's saying.
He wants to cave.
Because I'm looking at the financials. The thing that's keeping me from doing this is the other potential draft picks that we could get. Because we need to replenish the ranks on the defensive side of the ball. And Joe's trying to push all in for one guy. And the way he's saying it, it makes sense, but I'm not willing to give up as much as I have to get him.
With this draft, you know, you got like maybe two or three like blue chip guys. You know, the rest it's just a big, you know, pile of talent that, you know, from the first round to the second round, you know, they're all pretty going to be pretty close outside of those, you know, first three three guys. And there's no way that a team, you know, that's you know, the top five pick, if Carter is as good as they say he is, there's no way they're gonna give up that pick.
Well, maybe not though. I don't know. I mean, you make the phone call.
Yeah, but what if they did?
Yeah, like what if you call? What if you call the Giants today and they say, yeah, we'll do it. Then we have the third pick in the draft. We have Abdul Carter.
We have way too many holes. We need defensive line help. We need offensive line help. We need safety help. We need special teams help. I mean, we've got all these draft picks. How is he going to use those fifth round picks that he's got to trade up in the third or fourth round when somebody drops? And you know, we're gonna by the end of the draft, we're gonna have smiles on our face because we're gonna fill a lot of holes. And then you know, after that's done, you know, if we need safety, we can get Justin Simmons. You can bring in all these vets to kind of cover whatever holes you didn't fill with the draft. But there's no way they're gonna give up all those draft picks for Carter.
Well, they should. Aaron, good phone call, and we appreciate the input on David Doug, whatever we decide to call him here. All right, so I got a thought, though, off of what Aaron just said. You know, everyone's been telling me for 2 months that the Eagles are fine, that they're still the best roster in the NFL, that it's okay they lost all these players. Now, the people that don't want to do this deal say, no, we need all these draft picks for all these players we lost. So I'm confused here, Kyle. Everyone told us for 2 months to stop complaining, stop worrying. The Eagles still have the best roster in the NFL. Yeah. But now, all of a sudden, we need 4 fifth-round picks because we have holes on the roster.
Yeah, well,
it doesn't. These two things don't go together.
There's a syndrome.
It's called Super Bowl syndrome. If we really have the best roster still, then we should go all in for Abdul. But now, now we have holes on the roster. Unbelievable what goes on around here.
Well, I tell you, I see why people mean y'all. Y'all are crazy.
Wait, you just asked for the stop. You tried to put pause on cyberbullying.
I mean, I'm just one person. But no, I get where you're coming from, Joe. I do get where you're coming from, but that's a lot. Especially when you talk about replenishing the ranks for this team from all the players that you lost. I feel strongly about the fact that you can still get a really good pass rusher with your pick and still go out and replenish the ranks with the guys in the secondary and get other pieces.
You could.
I think that's the smarter route to go.
But what if this kid is special? Like, what if he really is as special as people say?
Yeah.
Like, he could be. 5 years from now, what if he's the best pass rusher in the NFL? I mean, that's it's on the board. It's possible. I mean, 5 years from now, Myles Garrett will be 35, and T.J. Watt will be 35, and Parsons will be 30. Like, this could be guy.
It's possible, and it's also possible that James Pierce could be a pretty damn good pass rusher, too.
Could be.
Or another young
player. Sure, Donovan Ezeraku.
Yeah, Ezeraku. He could be one.
Yeah, or they could be gone by the time the Eagles get on the board, and then they just kind of take the seventh edge rusher in the draft instead of going to get the number one guy. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, we got a great price giveaway today. $100 gas card to Sunoco. You get the highest level of performance out of your car with 94 octane, available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. All right, so we have different ways of giving away these prizes, but it's a Friday, which means you know what it is around here. It's a Tri-Day.
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, Hugh, the Masters is going on. Started yesterday down in Augusta, Georgia. And that's how John Daly came up a couple days ago on the show, because the Masters is currently going on. You know the tradition they do down there at the Masters where last year's winner.
None other.
Well, that is. It's another tradition unlike any other. The Masters winner from last year gets to pick the dinner they all have the night before the Masters starts this year. So Scottie Scheffler is the reigning Masters winner from last year. Did you see what Scottie picked for the dinner?
No, he didn't. What he picked?
Well, I have the menu in front of me here. So it's a pretty substantial menu. So you got the appetizers. He's got some cheeseburger sliders, firecracker shrimp, meatball and ravioli bites. Then the first course of the meal is the Texas-style chili. And then your main course is a wood-fire cowboy ribeye or a blackened redfish. And with that, you get some mac and cheese, jalapeno cream corn, Brussels sprouts, roasted sweet potatoes, and then they end it with the warm chocolate chip skillet cookie. What do you think of that? That Scottie Scheffler meal sounds pretty good.
That's pretty good. That sounds pretty good, man.
All right, so here's what we're doing for Tri-Day today. If you were the reigning Masters champ, what would be your Masters meal? So when you call in, give us your Masters meal. Obviously, the more creative and interesting, the better. If ever you just say steak, that's not going to win you the prize. The more creative, better the meal. I mean, it's got to be a meal that the three of us say, yeah, that sounds good. Like, we want to have that. So that is how you win the prize today, a Tri-Day Friday. Hugh, if you won the Masters, which now I'm imagining you in your golf outfit that we saw a couple years ago. If you won the Masters and then you got to pick the dinner the next year, what's your meal?
Listen, Joe, I'm just going to say this. Because I...
Should I be worried?
You asked me a question.
What are you picking? What's your dinner? At the Masters. In your sweatsuit.
Well, you know, I'm definitely going to wear a sweatsuit.
Yep, yep. Well, you're the winner. You can do whatever you want.
I'm going to just say this. Because of how I feel about the Masters, you can interpret that any way that you want to interpret it. And, you know, Augusta, Georgia, I'm going to lean into ethnicity.
So, all right. So what do you got? What's your meal?
I'm probably definitely going to do some cornbread.
Oh, I love
definitely
cornbread.
Definitely going to do some cornbread.
Delicious.
Probably do some chitlins. I don't even like chitlins. But just to make everybody else uncomfortable.
Cornbread chitlins?
Yes, I would, because I want to make everybody uncomfortable. I want to make folks uncomfortable.
What else? How far are you leaning into this?
How far do I want to lean?
Rocky Mountain oysters?
No, I'd probably do some fried chicken.
Okay.
Well, because it doesn't exist anymore. That was what I was going to say. Yeah,
what's going on in the morning show?
You can find fried chicken anywhere.
Fried chicken.
Told us you can't find it, yeah.
What else? Mac and cheese. Got to have a mac and cheese.
So fried chicken, mac and cheese.
Collard greens.
That sounds good.
I was about to go that way, too. That wouldn't make anybody uncomfortable.
But here's the kicker. I'm going to have it catered by somebody that's going to barbecue all of this stuff. And barbecue ribs. And they're going to do it on the front lawn of the Masters.
While the tournament's going on.
While the tournament's going on.
Okay.
So you could do that, or you could dial up an Uber, head to the McDonald's drive-thru.
I feel like somebody being attacked.
That's what I would do.
This is a camera situation. All right, I like your meal.
And I would,
the cornbread.
But everybody else wouldn't like it, because I think back when Tiger Woods had the bill, and what's his name, Fuzzy Zeller did that. He had his whole spiel. I would probably do that if I ever won the Masters. That would never happen.
Why not?
I can't play golf.
All right, hold on. Didn't you talk recently about getting new clubs?
I did.
Never say never, Hugh Douglas.
And I've been talking to people about getting clubs. I need to figure out what is my financial investment for a pair of clubs. Because like I told y'all.
There's more than two.
Well, when I say a pair, I meant the set. Because the clubs that I have are dinosaurs, right? Mm. But they are dinosaurs that are in pristine condition. So, and those dinosaurs, when I bought them, they were pretty nice, you know, pretty nice little penny for them. So I need to figure out what is my financial investment? So I'm looking at least out the gate, $1,200. At least for
a good
decent pair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got a lot of work
I need to figure out how nice do I want. And that's not even a driver, Kyle. That's not even getting a driver or what is it, a pitching wedge or something like that. That's just the set.
You need a whole bunch of stuff there.
And so I talked to Ike about
You're just naming
it.
Every club that you know, a driver and
pitching
wedge.
Well, no, because he was like, no, because I asked him, which clubs do you have?
How many clubs could you name right now?
Because it's the
you get the wedge,
five
the
iron,
driver, five
the seven iron,
iron.
Because I have one through nine. I have all of them, but the people that I talk to, they're telling me you might not the way you're. It all depends on your golf game, so it depends on how do you want to play.
Any
so
others?
One through three, they say you might not need those.
Yeah, no.
Putter.
A three wood's pretty tough.
Yeah.
To hit.
Yeah,
not very
so
good.
It's like,
and then two and one are like they're usually in really.
Yeah,
fine
so it was
sets.
Like okay, so you want to start at four or five, you know?
So is this your way of saying it's going to be a long climb for you to win the Masters?
Well,
we'll just play pretend on the show today.
We'll play pretend.
Okay,
we'll have
like
our
that.
Fried chicken and collard greens and you know barbecue.
You know, let's
the
make
front
that
lawn.
The official midday meal at the Masters. 215-592-9494.
Pig's feet too. Don't forget the pig's feet.
Whatever you want. I mean, you're the Masters champ. All right, when you call in Tri-Day, $100 gift card to Sunoco. What would be your Masters meal? Most creative and best one we hear today wins the gift card. And Abdul Carter. I mean, this is the best pass rusher in the draft. Some think it's the best pass rusher to come out of the college football in at least six or 7 years. Go get this kid. I would trade the entire draft for him. The Eagles' entire draft. Would you do it? Jimmy and Richboro is up. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
Jimmy,
hey,
what's up? What's up?
Hey, man. Listen, I'm all in. I think I'm with you, Hugh. You're my boy. But I'm telling you right now, I agree with Joe. I agree with Kyle. You got to play the hot hand. It is not chess. It is not checkers. This is poker, man. Play the hot hand. Put another Nittany Lion with those Georgia Bulldogs, with that Nittany Lion that took over the league this year, in that locker room. They came out in the Super Bowl. We all watched it with fire out of that locker room. That's what I want for this season.
Well, Jimmy, I do too. And you know what they did? They had a lot of blue chip players. Saquon's a blue chip player, and Jalen Carter's a blue chip player, and A.J. Brown, Lane Johnson. Like, these are special top 10 picks, like great players. Go add another one. Like, you can't have too many great players on one team.
Yeah, and the other thing, just with the math, what you're saying, I mean, you get this kid, you know, on a rookie deal. We know he's going to be a great player. I mean, it just makes total sense to me. Let's do it.
Jimmy, let's see. I see Jimmy's in. Now, see, people are wanting.
No, I mean, I hear you, Jimmy.
Abdul.
And that's why I have to
be a pass rusher again. We miss pass rusher Hugh Douglas.
And that's why I have to be a voice of reason,
man. Oh, stop.
Because that's a checkers move.
You were one of my favorite players.
Appreciate you, Jimmy.
Ever. There was a direct line between me and my father. He would have 6 or 7 people watching the games. I was either at the game or I was watching at home. And there were so many times that you made a play, and they would count down 3, 2, 1, and I'm calling them. Like, did you see Douglas? Did you see him?
Appreciate you, Jimmy. Appreciate you.
I feel like this kid could be that guy.
Jimmy, I think I so too. He's a special talent. All right, Jimmy, what's your Masters meal? You win the Masters, you get to pick the dinner for everyone. What are we having?
I can't fly them in because they're going to have to come in a buggy and a cart. But I'm going to bring the Amish down from Lancaster. Make me some homemade chicken croquettes, mashed potatoes and gravy, and corn on the cob.
That's a fun one. Get the Amish involved. Jimmy,
Wait,
we
what
appreciate it.
You say what?
Chicken croquettes.
Croquettes.
Mashed potato and gravy.
What is chicken croquettes, Joe? Let me look those up.
Look them up so you get a feel for what they look like. 215-592-9494. You know what I'm going to be? I'm going to be hungry within the next few minutes of the show. I could just tell because we're going to get some good answers there. I like that. The Amish getting involved with Jimmy's meal. 215-592-9494. All right, I'm trading the entire Eagles draft for Abdul Carter. I know some people think it's crazy. I don't. Elliot proposed this the other day. Make sure I say that. It was his idea first. But when I heard him say it, I was like,
I don't like you handing this off to Elliot as though it's his take.
What? But it was, wasn't it? Well, okay, but I don't want to just steal it. He proposed it on our show. I want to make sure I give him credit. Well, it was his hypothetical, not so much his take. It was his hypothetical, and I'm taking his
hypothetical.
Seems like
you want Elliot to take all the bullets. Well,
all right, Elliot didn't think of this. I did. It's all my idea. Would you trade the Eagles' entire draft for Abdul Carter? I absolutely would. I think the Eagles are uniquely positioned to make this work. They could, and plus, I didn't even get this, but our last caller made me think of it. If they save all the money by only having to pay a first-round pick, they could go out and sign some free agents to fill the holes. They could sign the free agents. This is chess, not checkers.
I hear you. You just got love being here, man.
Your calls on all this next. I'm doing this trade in a heartbeat. Would you do it? Your Masters meal for Tri-Day. Plus, we'll get to some Phillies coming up and someone who could be headed for a big payday. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Swing into the biggest golf event of the year with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, where every putt and every drive can bring you closer to victory. Right now, all customers get a profit boost every round of the first major. Boost your winnings on everything from outright winners to round leaders to tourney matchups and so much more. I was on Colin Morikawa. Not working out well after day one, but that's all right. FanDuel is your go-to for betting on Augusta. Tee off with a variety of bet types and live bet as the tourney drama unfolds. Don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, and swing for some green at Augusta. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.